is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House later today. Senior administration officials tell CBS News the two men will discuss maintaining a ceasefire deal with Hamas and how to free the remaining hostages. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Tel Aviv.
Netanyahu met yesterday with the president's Mideast envoy to discuss how this peace can hold and said he would send a delegation to Qatar to continue indirect negotiations with Hamas. Nonetheless, challenges loom with hard right members of Netanyahu's coalition demanding a return to war.
Mexico and Canada negotiated pauses in President Trump's tariffs, but China is retaliating against 10% levies that kicked in today by announcing new taxes on U.S. products. China expert Gordon Chang.
China presents a very special case because Beijing is now extraordinarily reliant on the American market and therefore can't allow American consumers to turn away from Chinese goods.
China says it's imposing new tariffs on coal, liquefied gas, farm equipment, and other American products. The Senate Finance Committee set to vote this hour on whether to advance President Trump's controversial pick for Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Crews are hoping to raise more pieces of the American Airlines jet that collided with an Army helicopter from the Potomac River today. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve says the quest continues to find out what caused the crash that killed 67 people.
Investigators say they're still poring over both aircraft's flight data and cockpit voice recorders and have obtained training and flight logs for both flight crews, maintenance logs for both aircraft, and are building the crew's daily history.
Several victims are still unaccounted for. They're bracing for something they don't need in Northern California right now, heavy rain. KCBS's Matt Bigler reports from Oakland.
The soil is already saturated, increasing the chance of serious flooding and downed trees. John Picard picked up a load of sandbags to put around his business.
Home, I'm fine. I'm not a floodplain. Business, a little concerned, but now I have sandbags that is pretty much mitigated. The good part about it is I'm going to Tahoe next week and expecting about 4 feet of snow, so the skiing's going to be awesome.
Dallas Mavericks fans are smarting over one of the most stunning NBA trades of all time that sends superstar Luka Doncic to the Lakers. They've set up a memorial with a casket outside American Airlines Center.
That's the heart and the soul of Dallas. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't get it. Like, I thought it was a joke.
And I actually have no words.
The Dow is down 85 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There was a suspicious death discovered in Kenosha early yesterday. In the afternoon, police were searching for a person of interest. By nighttime, an arrest. 41-year-old Justin Tursic was considered armed and dangerous during that search. There's still not a lot known about that death at a home near 85th Street and 18th Avenue. Early voting for Wisconsin's February 18th primary election is underway. Voters can check myvote.wi.gov to see their ballot and to find voting locations. A lockdown was called yesterday at Wisconsin Lutheran in Racine. It was after a man, possibly intoxicated, approached students with what appeared to be a gun during recess. The suspect was later found and arrested with a gun in his possession after a search. Racine is again observing Transit Equity Day by reserving a seat on each ride Racine bus. It's in honor of Rosa Parks, highlighting her role in the civil rights movement. Mayor Corey Mason has issued a proclamation to mark the day. American Family Field is introducing several upgrades for the 2025 season. It includes a food truck park and a facial recognition system at the gates. Seating will be slightly reduced on the terrace level due to the Brewers expanding their office space. An Amber Alert remains active for a 16-year-old girl from Beaver Dam. Sophia Martha Franklin is believed to be with the father of her unborn child, a 40-year-old man. They are thought to be traveling in a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse. It's got Arkansas plates, starting with BBR. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The
Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping an eye of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played him in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now rank 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, at the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy this afternoon. We'll get to around 24 for a high today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 22. Tomorrow cloudy with some light snow and freezing drizzle. 31 the high by Thursday. Partly cloudy, breezy, high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 21.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, the Rascals grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Perhaps it was in the summertime. See what I did there? Here is Mungo Jerry, WRJN.
Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da. settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Historic Horlick Field, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time at crime.
Blind.
I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be
Nash, seeing clearly now, thanks to that trip to the optometrist and those bifocals. It's Dan Marcus reminding you that February 22nd could be kind of chilly. Oh, speaking of chilly, see what I did there? The Chilly Ice Walk, downtown Racine, happening on February 22nd. It's a Saturday, and 10 different locations serving chili, so you can go chili to chili to chili 10 different times. And great family event because there's ice sculpting to see. Kids can play with a scavenger hunt. Noon to 4, Saturday the 22nd. If you want the details, go to our website and click on the Racine Downtown link. Our website is WRJN.com.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta. Science book. French I took. Yeah. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Not a lot of rock and roll songs start with a flute, you know? But we're just daring enough to play them. Play them all. And this is the one, actually. Going up the country, Canned Heat, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Going up the country, baby, don't you wanna go? Going up the country, baby, don't you wanna go?
can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Song from the Righteous Brothers, Soul and Inspiration. Let's get you up to speed now on what's going on around the world and up your street with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A person of interest in a suspicious Kenosha death yesterday was found after about 4 hours of searching. 41-year-old Justin L. Turek was found after Kenosha police went to social media to help find him. He was described as armed and dangerous. The suspicious death was at a home near 85th Street and 18th Avenue earlier in the day yesterday. We're working on learning more about that situation. Early voting is underway for the state's February 18th primary. To find out what's on your ballot and how you can cast it, check out myvote.wi.gov. Some polling places may have changed since you last voted in November. Kenosha Unified has a referendum for an increase in school spending. Racine Unified has their referendum on the April ballot. In-person absentee voting will be available through February 16th. Battling a blaze in Belize will soon be easier thanks to the city of Racine. The Racine County Eye has a story up about the donation of a fire truck that's making its way to Punta Gorda. Find out who's working together to make it happen at RacineCountyEye.com. It's Transit Equity Day, and again, Ride Racine is paying tribute to Rosa Parks. The tradition is to reserve a seat on each city bus in her honor. The move is meant to acknowledge Parks' pivotal role in the civil rights movement. Mayor Corey Mason has issued a proclamation to mark the day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Partly cloudy and chilly today. High temperatures tapping 20 degrees and feisty winds, knocking us back to really feeling about 10 to 15 degrees cooler. Those will ease tonight and we get warmer tomorrow, bringing a chance of snow in the afternoon and a wintry mix overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 21.
Slim in the week, you
Jordan and the Animals, fed up with it all. They got to get out of that place. On the station with local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know.
Yeah.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. And this one spoke straight to the teenagers from Tommy James.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
Talk to me. You can see what's going on. woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? Pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. Pretty woman,
Wellness Expo coming up in a few weeks, March 1st and 2nd at Memorial Hall. Details about it coming up on WRJN.
Long to hold you again.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm so CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a step closer to confirmation as the nation's health secretary after action this morning in a Senate committee.
Mr. Chairman, the final tally was 14 ayes, 13 nays.
With that, the Senate Finance Committee voted to advance the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of HHS. Committee Chair Mike Crapo supported it.
Mr. Kennedy has proven his commitment to the role of secretary of the HHS.
But Senator Raphael Warnock did not.
Mr. Robert Kennedy is manifestly unqualified for the job he seeks.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Later today, there's a committee vote on Tulsi Gabbard, the Trump choice for Director of National Intelligence. China fired back quickly as the U.S. imposed new tariffs, Beijing imposing measures of its own, including tariffs and ordering an antitrust investigation into Google. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The 10% tariff on Chinese goods took effect at midnight, and shortly after, China announced their retaliation, imposing a 15% tariff on coal and liquefied natural gas products, as well as a 10% tariff on crude oil, agricultural machinery, and large engine cars imported from the U.S.
Mexico's president has begun to deploy 10,000 soldiers to the border, part of a deal to pause planned U.S. tariffs. The Justice Department wants information from the FBI today about agents who worked capital attack cases. CBS's Scott McFarlane in Washington.
Agents were ordered to fill out a